Thomas and Skumba in the Morning Podcast. Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the Morning. Kaya 959.
You know, it's a Monday morning when we start off and talk as a family and ask for your help, ask you what you need help with. Anonymous advice around about this time. You know, life sometimes comes at you really fast, man. It's understandable, whether it's your personal life or even professional life, you know. The thing is, though, all these hurdles that you find in life, you have to sometimes ask for guidance from some people, because we've all been through something. What are you going through? You're not alone. Give us a call. Be anonymous right now on 086-000-00959. We're here for you. Or you could email Thomas and Skumba at kaya959.co.za, clearly stating what you're going through and what you need advice on. It's time for anonymous advice. Be anonymous. Send us a call. Send us a voice note, 063-680-959. We'll talk in a second. Call us. Good morning. Anonymous advice. Kai family, let's start the week together and talk, man. And by the way, just off the bat, thank you for sharing your problems, man. Thank you for trusting us with your problems. And what I love as well is that the Kai family, you never know who's listening. There's always somebody that says, I can help out. I know. For example, what we're talking about with anonymous advice today, I can totally relate. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Good morning.
Are you good?
I'm good, and you?
Talk to us.
Okay, guys. Basically, I'm conflicted between my marriage because of my good husband and finances. So what's happening is we struggle financially because I'm the only one who earns a good income, and he doesn't work for he works for government, but it's not a good income. And we've been trying to secure a house for our kids. We've been renting. Mm. And he's such a good father that I don't have to worry about who's babysitting. The kids are at school. And now it's even this year, things got worse because our first daughter is in university. Mm. So it was kind of a strain because I'm trying to also, you know, not feel pressured because I have to do everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would feel like maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe I'm spoiling him. And because he doesn't do anything wrong, he's a good husband. It's just that finances also play a huge role. I'm trying. I'm even on antidepressants because of that, you know. Trying to think what extra can we do. We're trying to like sell stuff to make extra income, but it's just not coming right. So, yeah, that's my biggest issue right now. But at the same time, I'm thinking this man is a good man. He's a present father. It's just that maybe now the finances are not that good. And we're also thinking time for us is not on our side because we've been trying to get a bond for a house and it's just not working out.
Anonymous, can I just say from the beginning, thank you for not making him feel less of a man because he's not providing as much as you would want him to. Like, I'm sure he wants a different job. Have you guys spoken about looking for a different job that he can earn a bit more?
The thing is, he doesn't have any qualifications. So where he works in the government is just a general worker, and which is we're grateful for because it is an income. It's secured and stuff. We got medical aid through the government and stuff. But, you know, with government, web, you cannot say anything above 20,000 or anything above, you know, especially when you have four kids. And we're trying to get a bond house. So basically everything falls on me. And we've been renting. That's my biggest worry because we've been renting. We're trying to secure a bond house. And now we could have been halfway paying our own one.
Do you know, the whole buying of a house thing is not all that it's cut out to be, huh? Like, there's a lot of people who say rather stay renting than paying and owing a bank. And you can also move around because once you've got this house, you're staying there for many years, so you can't experience other things in life. But that's just a discussion for another day. How is he with you with money? Because obviously you are in charge of where the money goes at the moment, or you help each other out. He doesn't take his frustrations out on you at all because he's saying he's a good guy, right?
No, he doesn't take frustrations, but I can see that sometimes it weighs down on him that he can't do certain things. Like they say there's a shortage with anything from school, you know, because school bills, they always, you know, it doesn't matter even if you pay school fees and transport. There'll always be something. That, like, an excursion or whatever the kids that needs to be paid, and he can't pay. And now it must wait for me month, and we must wait for him to get that money. And whereas in the meantime, he's also trying to sell you sneakers, anything that's in fashion, he tries. But it's not big money because you get that he gets like 100 rand and extra 150, and then he also has to buy electricity with that money. So, you know, I would say he tries, but at the same time, I feel like maybe I've spoiled him. Maybe if I push him too hard, I don't know. Mm. And I don't want to push him too hard because I can already see that he's trying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not you. I can feel your pain. And at the same time, I'm like, there's so many things that are good that are happening around you.
Mm-hmm,
he's a good, good father. Mm-hmm. He's a good husband. Mm-hmm. He's a present dad to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you want something bigger than a house to secure a future for the kids and all those things. But at the same time, you have something great happening around you.
Yes.
We have something awesome happening around you. You have a loving husband, a loving father. Maybe a house and a big home is not what you really need right now.
But also, Skuma, love doesn't pay the bills, eh?
Wow.
And you know, sometimes it also feels nice, like for a man to be able to take you on a dinner date or.
I'm sure he wants to.
And we feel disconnected sometimes because of that, because we're too focused on raising the kids. Mm. Our daughter is 20 years in university, and it doesn't come cheap. Having a child, because we don't even have nurses to help us. We decided, okay, let's try and do it on our own. So you see, that's why now our plan to get a house, it has to take a step back, because we had to give our daughter what's needed, because we don't have like any thing that we're going to leave for them. So we decided, let's focus on them, getting them a good education, so that when they are done, then we can focus on us. But you know, when you make those decisions, you realize when you're in the decision that, okay, maybe we made a mistake, we shouldn't have, you know. I don't know. I just feel, you know, sometimes it's weighing me down. I feel like, oh, this marriage is just draining me. And then some, 1 week I feel good. It's okay. Okay, we've got this.
My queen, do you know what I love?
Yes.
I'm seeing the phone lines going crazy. So obviously the Kai family wants to help out and give advice to you. Please hold on 1 second. Let's get the family together and see how we can help you out with the situation, okay? Oh, thank you for calling, firstly. Be anonymous, Kai family. Give us a call right now on 086-000-0959. You know you can help out. You've been through this. You know what's the best way to get through this. But like Skumbo, you're saying, let's not forget the small parts, that she's in a great space with her family.
Sure.
Finances are difficult, but they are a family at the moment.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959.
Anonymous, are you still there, my queen?
Hello. Yes.
Don't take for granted what you do have. Now, yes, we all have problems, financial problems as well, but family comes together, though. You've got a good man here. He's got your back. But how do you deal with money issues? So, Anonymous, the family's calling in. Let's hear from them, 086-000-0959. So, Anonymous number 2, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, and you, Thomas?
Very well, thank you. What's your advice?
Like Skumba said, the lady got a lot of things going right in her life. My little advice is, she's got a 20-year-old that's at university.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. They're paying their university fees on their own, which is a great thing.
Mm.
In the next 2-3 years, the girl will be finished at university. They can focus on getting their house after that.
Okay.
Relieved, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that are going right. The only thing is the house. The other option that they can consider as a family, maybe look for a stand somewhere and build instead of getting one. That's an option that they can consider.
Anonymous number 2, I understand you're saying, let's focus on our daughter's adversity. Next 2-3 years, she'll be done, and then we can start looking at the house situation. But the house is not the only thing. It's finances overall. Not just the house. The house is the cherry on top. But it's finances in the house that she feels the pressure. It's all on her at the moment.
Thomas, there's never going to be a time where finances are great. There's never going to be a time where, I'm good financially. I'm sound.
It would be easier, though, if you help me out.
He is helping out.
With more. That's the problem. Anonymous number 3, what's your advice? Good morning.
Brother Thomas.
Unjani, my brother.
Sir, tell me, Unjani, brother.
Sure, man.
All right. Okay, I think the second caller made a point that money is never enough. But we need to push ourselves for greatness. So I think Sisi needs to push the guy, but not too much to a point where he feels belittled. But as well, he needs to check what can he do with his hands to get extra income. He needs to check. He needs to sell, make money. There's never enough money. Mm. Even people who earn a lot of money, they push for more money. So he needs to check what he can do with his hands. What other source of income can he do? You can't rely on a salary forever.
Anonymous number three, it's funny how you call and say that, because anonymous number one, I think, says start a new business, start a business. Is that what he's saying, anonymous number one?
Good. Hello.
Morning. How's it?
Hello, sir. Thank you for picking my calls, and thank you for having me live on air. I just want to make it brevity. The anonymous can arrange with her husband and get into business, you know, a very simple and flexible business. I would just suggest e-hailing. You know, that would make him be flexible with his time to take care of the kids while she's out there at work and other things. We can just make an arrangement on how to get a car, a simple car for around about 100,000 and below. And he just starts that. He shouldn't be ashamed. Yeah, I don't think he would be ashamed anyway, because in getting money, there's nothing like shame in it, you know. So he should just get that going. And before you know this time, in the next 6 months' time, he'll be financially well to do. And maybe he can then stop doing the e-hailing and give it to someone to be doing it for him and giving him money back.
Yeah.
And, and before you know, he'll be financially independent. So when you're about to cross a big hole, you don't jump. If you try to jump, you might fall in. You build bridges gradually. Slowly, surely, before you know, you're up there and you're across. That's my simple advice.
I'd love that advice. Try e-hailing. Start your own business that way, maybe, huh? Thanks.
You know, something about I understand getting another job and getting another hustle on the side. That hustle on the side will require him not to be present, and the things that he's good at right now, he's not going to be good at it when he gets an extra job.
You have more time to less time to spend with his family.
Yes, less time with the family, less time with the kids, focusing more.
Are
we going to chase the bag forever, Vele?
We're going to try and provide for our family forever.
He is trying to provide for the family.
But here's a better way. There's more. Your own business. Start something. Kids get old, Joe.
Hey, kunzima ukuba indoda emhlabeni. Hey, kunzima ukuba indoda. Okuncane okwenzayo akubonakali. Okukhulu, you're not available. Ngenzeni enye.
This is what you're supposed to do. You're a man, remember?
No.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959.
Before we get back into that, you know this weekend the country's biggest comedy brand, Blacks Only, is heading to Emperor's Palace, bringing you our top comedians and DJs, man. Hosted by the award-winning comedian David Gao. Get ready for 2 days of laughter with comedy shows on the 13th and 14th of May at Empress Palace Centre Court, and then the Super Sunday Chill Out with best DJs at the Red Shed on the 15th of May. Get your tickets right now on CompuTicket. And by the way, it's not just comedy and music, it's a whole experience. Book your seat today. Black's Only Weekend at Empress Palace. It's in partnership with Kaya 959. Anonymous advice. Anonymous needs financial advice with the home. How can she deal with this?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
All I can say is the vision of the two is bright, is fine, is solid. So the only thing, they just need to reduce maybe in spending somewhere there and there, cut the costs, and try to develop a side hustle, you know, sell something, sell clothes, you know, on the side, do something else, you know. But I can see they are a good partner, they are supporting one another. Okay, I'm having a pressure. Ketombo, come down, everything is going to happen as time goes, you know, things are going to reveal themselves. But in this point in time, develop a side hustle, guys.
I'm a public servant myself, I earn less than 20,000 rands. I'm a single parent of two. I only get assistance from one parent of the two. But then I have a house and a car. I pay all my bills. The problem, ga anonymous, I think, is standards like maybe siphezulu. Ufunwe ithenga kuphi le ndlu le? Because mina, I have a house I've bought elokishini. It's bonded. So thina as ama government employees, ama loans siwathola kakhulu because they know ukuthi ayengisise sixoshwe nje noma kanjani. So kuzomnele a prioritize ukuthi yes ufuna indlu kodwa uyifuna kuphi le ndlu yakhe. Bakungabe uyifuna le esentini hayi anyekaze ayikhone vele.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
It's anonymous advice on a Monday morning. We're getting the advice from you from all sides. Voice notes, calls, and even tweets. I'm seeing one here saying, Good morning, guys. I'm in the same boat with Anonymous, and I feel as though it's hard for me because everything is reliant on me, and sometimes I start developing anger issues due to the weight I have on our shoulders. The fact that you know that he should be helping you with more. Anonymous advice. My queen, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Anonymous. Hello? Have you heard from the Kai family, ne? You've heard the advice.
Yes. Yes, I've had advice, especially the second caller. Mm-hmm. But the last voice note, it's not like we want a house. We obviously, it's out of our range. Mm. You must remember, when you're paying a rent, you're paying a rent of 5,000 rand. And then when a bond comes through, it's 8,500 rand. So that extra 3.5 is what we currently don't have. And every year when we try to minimize some certain things that we do in the house, the bills keep getting more. You know, you're raising boys, we're trying to do this for our kids. And I just kind of feel like at this phase, we are just not, we're in a bad luck when it comes to finances.
Mm. Somebody also said, everything is going to be fine. Just believe in one another and be there for one another.
Yeah.
Tandaza, my queen, you'll be fine, okay?
All right, thank you.
Take care of him, he's going to take care of you. Yeah. Isn't this about grand?
I wish so, Skumbanya. We just had our anniversary this past long weekend, Lange 29. Mm. Didn't even get to celebrate because, you know, one bottle of wine, that's what we do. Like, yeah. But anyways, Tembele Kunkulunku, like, in that little
name. Because of my shops, I know what's up.
Thank you.
Thank you, my queen.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.